Senate Bill 1072. Listen, there's a burning desire to speak today, which I hope nobody does. Okay. Senate Bill 1072. LFO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill was in front of the committee last week let's see, what does it do? It supports biomass energy derived from the variety of sources and, that are supplied in the forests, and there's a fiscal impact. The agency will likely have to come to the emergency board to get expenditure limitation to implement the program, but it's a go.
Thank you. We had a good discussion last week. The question I would have is, you tried or were discussing a change in word of
a couple of words, yes,
a couple of words,
uncharacteristic.
Have you resolved those to the point that you don't think it's a significant issue?
Well, I think it's still a significant issue, but we resolved to the point was that if we changed any of the definitions at this point, one side would not be happy. If we changed it, the other side would not be happy. So we just felt, you know, the bill was important enough. And in talking with Marvin Brown at the State Forestry, he just felt that, you know, that this was still a workable bill, that we're going to be under the direct control of the federal government, regardless of what we're doing this thing. The federal government is going to come in and say, these are the terms and conditions on which you can go into the federal forest.
And do this work.
And do this work. I mean, we were talking about, how do you describe uncharacteristic fire and excess and things like that. So my sense after talking with all the interested groups was that, okay, if we go back and know that the federal government's going to say, okay, we feel that this is an uncharacteristic according to our definitions, and the federal government has several. And we thought if we put a definition of uncharacteristic at that time, that would
conflict potentially with theirs.
Potentially conflict, and so that really this whole thing is that the federal government is going to be in control of the conditions and the terms upon which people can go into the federal forest.
And so then Mr. Brown is satisfied at this point.
I mean, we're all just looking at words and things like that, but when the bottom line comes right down to it, it still goes back to the federal government's going to be dictating those terms.
Well, I would entertain a motion to pass Senate Bill 1072 as engrossed and amended to the full committee for with a two-pass recommendation.
I so move, Mr. Chair.
Hearing no objections, no further discussion, so ordered. And this work session is closed. And Sarah Nelson will carry this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Unless, of course, I'm up tomorrow with Parks and Rec. You'd like to carry that one.
We can make a deal.
Defend the indefensible. Yes, we can. I can probably do that. You know. Parks and Rec and the heritage of the